Let me do this because I'm going to have to edit it later anyway. So I'll start recording. Okay, this is recording now. Today we have a very interesting special edition of the podcast. We have Miss Wizzy Chan, who's also known as a vaudeville performer and under her transgender name of Fred. And she's now going to perform for us. The Bruins, read by a Chinese person with an English posh accent. Please, Wenzi, entertain us. Fred, sorry. Depending on who you are at this moment.
It's Wenzi and Fred, not Wenzi or Fred.
I know exactly. That's why I always refer to you as they. Because there's more than one of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, please entertain us. So Wenzi is reading, just for a bit of context for our listeners here, The Bruins is a very classic Glasgow working class thing. And Wenzi, in her...
First, it's not working class. And
no, she's not working.
From Glasgow.
And also transgender. And it's a very different thing, this.
But might Wenzi, be transgender.
Wenzi's going to do her best to bring this to life. Please, Wenzi, please. Enough from me.
Title. Lonely Hen is broken-hearted, but just look at what he started. Och! A body else has got less and lessy except me. See? Joe, Maggie, even Daphne sigh. Cheer up, laddie. The woman stars team playing dong in the social tonight. Hey, let's go, Grandpa. It's the owner's 60s ladies team. Even Grandpa's got a lass now. Grandpa, Annie, I think I will start a Lonely Hens Club. See you social nights. There's a spinet in a couple days time and we are going to book it. We are a few nights on at the social club. Bro, a handy night, lazy's only. The chippings might be on. It's a hen night, all right? And I'm the hen, hey. Look at her, day lazy. I told ya, it will work. Jinx, he must be some kind of kissogram. Some kind of kissogram with the honk. But off is soon. Jinx, Grievings, Hammer Bob. I'm beaten up mad and I can't chew. Help! Marry me new. Army, Squeal. Never happy as all in, haha. Grievance, you must have planned work too well.
Okay, Fred, can you just explain to me what you think this was about?
It's about a guy who went to a gentleman club.
Like a strip club?
Yeah. Well, no, not a strip club.
What was the guy's name?
The guy's name is...
Hen Bruin.
Grandpa.
Oh, no, it's Hen Bruin.
Hen Bruin. How am I supposed to know? It doesn't say.
She just read it. It says
where's Hen Bruin?
Hen.
Oh, Hen.
Hen's his name. Like.
Oh, Hen's his name. I thought it's talking about actual Hen.
My gosh.
Right. So Hen went to this social club and where there's a lot of like old ladies.
And what happened to Hen then?
And Hen found it was boring. There's no lads for him. And then he
said...
There's
no lads for him. So are you saying Hen wanted to find a guy?
Less.
Lassies.
Okay. Lassies. Yeah, no lassies for him.
Right, right. But so, just old lads.
Yeah, there's only old lads, and then he want young lads, so he put Hen's night out tonight, where he can attract young lads, and then
lasses,
and then the lasses came, but then all wanted to marry him.
And why was Hen upset about that? He's afraid to commit her.
I think he only wanted to appreciate.
He was just looking to get his hole.
Yeah, he didn't want to commit. Well, he didn't expect that the young lasses were so desperate. They thought they would just be there and play games.
So what actually happened at the end? I mean, there was an ending.
Because right? because at the end, because they're only he ended up being the only gentleman in the social club with a lot of like young attractive lasses, and then they all turned to him. Like he basically became like.
But they're young classical lasses.
Lamp in the wolf's cave.
What's the lamb in the wolf's cave?
Yeah, like lamb for wolves. Lamb for wolves, right? It's like you brought a lamb to the wolves, and the wolves are the.
Oh, like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah.
I get you, sir.
That's my interpretation. How far am I off?
But why did he run away? Because if there was young, attractive lasses.
Well, there are too many, though.
And do you think Hen Bruin is nervous about women? Or I mean, why do you think Hen Bruin ran away?
He's nervous about too many women. So, but like, you know, a couple of is fine. And then he only wanted to appreciate in distance because he wanted to have women there and then play games and he can stand in the corner. But then
play on his...
Like darts and stuff, you know? See, I mean, like okay, the old ladies so playing
it's
darts.
It's worth pointing out for our listeners that this is like a 90s, 50s pub thing. So yeah, you're right, darts. Not like he was playing games on his phone or anything.
No.
There were no phones back then. Did you think Hen Bruin's like quite an innocent fellow?
Yeah, I think he wanted to do something good.
How old do you think he looks?
About 52.
Do you think he's ever had sex? I mean, look at him. Do you think this was his first time meeting a lady?
I don't think so, but he never wanted to get physical with them.
But he lives with his parents, like Ma Bruin and Pa Bruin.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe he's a virgin.
And 52.
But well, he does look 52, though.
But he's got a moustache, and I know you have a thing about moustaches.
The thing is that if you remove the moustache, he may look 53.
But you could still... Oh, I mean, you could make exceptions for Hen Bruin.
Well, he has long legs.
Yeah?
Yeah. But moustache, no. No moustache.
All right. Yeah. Give me a summary then and we'll finish this.
I already told you. So basically there's an old
this says about like Scottish and Glasgow Cardiff. The Bruins is one of the most famous Glasgow things you can get. So
they are just like everyone is taken, or every decent man is taken, and then and there's no places for young, attractive women to meet other single men. Suddenly there's one 52-year-old virgin who's kind of kind and setting up like social clubs, and they must think that. So that means actually, you said it's the 50s, so it means, you know, the women's were basically didn't have opportunities to be exposed to the world.
So they were exposed to Hen Bruin, you mean?
Yeah.
And that's your summary? Like, but you think Hen Bruins are okay?
Yeah, he looks decent.
Would you date him?
Me? No, he has a moustache. I just told you.
Okay, we'll sign off with that. Thank you very much, Wednesday. And thank you, Hen Bruin, for this.